866-3346. Live Life Juice Company, pure, fresh juice. Drink to your health. This is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM or streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino, and today we're going to be talking about vegan nutrition. So I want to welcome back Nancy Norby Matthews. Nancy organized and runs the Plant-Based Chico Meetup Group, which hosts monthly meetings and speakers about vegan nutrition. We'll talk more about her group later, so I just want to say welcome aboard, Nancy. Glad to have you back.
Hi, Jeannie. Thanks for having me back.
So today I thought we would check in with Nancy and talk about protein. How much do we need? How much do we actually get? And answer the question, do vegans need to be especially concerned about protein? Because it seems like everybody's concerned about protein.
It's everywhere. It's in television. It's in newspapers and magazines, radio. Protein is just really being over-advertised and pushed to all of us.
Yeah, and but particularly for vegans, it's like the first question we sometimes get, you
where
know?
Where do you get your protein, Jeannie?
Yeah. Like I'm suffering from a protein deficiency.
I know. Anyway. It's It's not a thing.
So to start with, I want to play a mini lecture from Dr. Michael Greger, who's a physician who has made it his mission in life to find and share peer-reviewed journal articles, scientific journal articles on nutrition. He's also the founding member and fellow of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and he is a licensed and a general practitioner specializing in clinical nutrition. He's a graduate of Cornell University School of Agriculture and the Tufts University School of Medicine. He recently authored the New York Times bestselling book, How Not to Die, Discover the Food Scientifically Proven to Prevent and Reverse Disease. Dr. Greger did this video that I'm playing for you a few years ago, and it's on the topic of whether vegetarians get enough protein and other nutrients. I thought I'd share that now, and then Nancy and I will talk about it afterwards. All right, let's go over to Dr. Michael Greger.
No, just excited. I think we have a lot of amazing educators in our...
The largest study in history of those eating plant-based diets recently compared the nutrient profiles of about 30,000 non-vegetarians to 20,000 vegetarians, and about 5,000 vegans, flexitarians, and no meat except fish eaters, allowing us to finally put to rest the perennial question, do vegetarians get enough protein? The average requirement is 42 grams of protein a day. Non-vegetarians get way more than they need, and so does everyone else. On average, vegetarians and vegans get 70% more protein than they need every day. Surprising that there's so much fuss about protein in this country when less than 3% of adults don't make the cut, presumably folks on extreme calorie-restricted diets who just aren't eating enough food, period. But 97% of Americans get enough protein. There is a nutrient, though, for which 97% of Americans are deficient. Now that's a problem nutrient. That's something we really have to work on. Less than 3% of Americans get even the recommended minimum adequate intake of fiber. So the question isn't where do you get your protein, but where do you get your fiber? We only get about 15 grams a day. The minimum daily requirement is 31.5, so we get less than half the minimum. If you break it down by age and gender, after studying the diets of 12,761 Americans, the percentage of men between ages 14 and 50 getting the minimum adequate intake, zero. This deficit is stunning, in that dietary fiber has been protectively associated with the risk of diabetes, metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, obesity, and various cancers, as well as high cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugars. Therefore, it is not surprising that fiber is now listed as a nutrient of concern in the dietary guidelines. Protein is not. One problem is that most people have no idea what's in their food. More than half of Americans think steak is a significant fiber source. By definition, fiber is only found in plants. There's no fiber in meat, dairy, or eggs, and little or no fiber in junk food. Therein lies the problem. Americans should be eating more beans, vegetables, fruits, whole grains. How are we doing on that? Well, 96% of Americans don't eat the recommended minimum daily intake of beans. 96% don't eat the measly minimum for greens. 99% don't get enough whole grains. Look at these numbers. Nearly the entire U.S. population fails to eat enough whole plant foods, and it's not getting any better. A lack of progress that's disappointing. Even semi-vegetarians, though, make the minimum for fiber, and those eating completely plant-based diets triple the average American intake. Now, when closing the fiber gap, you want to do it gradually, no more than about 5 extra grams of fiber a day each week until you can kind of work your way up, but it's worth it. Plant-derived diets tend to contribute significantly less fat, saturated fat, cholesterol, foodborne pathogens, while at the same time offering more fiber, folate, vitamin C, phytochemicals, all essential factors for disease prevention and optimal health and well-being. And the more plant foods, the better. Whole plant foods, the better. If you compare the nutritional quality of vegan versus vegetarian, semi-vegetarian, pesco-vegetarian, and omnivorous diets, traditional healthy diet indexing systems, like compliance with the dietary guidelines, consistently indicate the most plant-based diet as the most healthy one.
Okay, so yeah, I threw in a little ringer there for our audience that, we're going to talk about protein, but also went sideways on you and said, where are you getting your protein? Because that is the retort that vegans should be making to that question, where do you get your protein? Because clearly all the main sources of protein and calories, by and large, that most people get do not have fiber.
Correct. There's no animal products that contain fiber. Fiber is from plants. And fiber is what we need to help digestion. And it also binds with other fats, and it is part of the cleaning process of our body. Fiber is absolutely mandatory for good health.
So just to recap, that was Dr. Michael Greger in a video that he produced back in 2014. I'll post a link to that on the Non-Human Radio page so that you can go look at it yourself. And because he is a good, upstanding MD, he has links to all the articles and scientific journals that he uses to validate some of those statistics that he has out there. So, yeah, I just think it's interesting that as a society, we're also concerned about how much protein do we get. But in fact, lack of protein is not statistically significant in our society. 97% of Americans get enough protein, and yet we're all worried about it.
Right, and I can't think of anybody in my lifetime that I've ever met, read about, heard an article about, saw on TV, of anybody that is, well, specifically in the United States, that's protein deficient. You know, there is malnutrition around the world, but there is, you know, the chance of somebody being protein deficient is it's non-existent.
Yeah, and I will say, like, if you are on a type of restrictive eating pattern, whether it's vegan or not, and you're not consuming enough calories, that is when you are at risk of not getting enough protein. And, yeah, so, Nancy, you have taken many courses on vegan nutrition, in particular plant-based nutrition, through Cornell. So would you please help us, if you're prepared to, dispel the idea of plants being incomplete proteins and meat being the best and only source of complete proteins? First, explain, like, what is an incomplete protein? What the heck are they talking about when they say something like that?
Well, we have macronutrients, and protein is a macronutrient. Macronutrients are fat, carbohydrates, and protein. We don't ever hear and see on television, are you getting enough fat today? Did you get your fat today? Where are you getting your fat? This is a fat shake. You need to eat your fat shake or your carbohydrate shake. No, we're pumping protein, protein, protein. I haven't figured out where the protein craze came from. I've actually been doing research on that to identify when it was it started. And the best I can do is it started around the time of Dr. Atkins as bad-mouthing and demonizing carbohydrates, and that's when protein, around the mid-90s, is about the when I can put in the time frame that it was really became an advertiser's supplements industry's golden child. They wanted to really pump the protein. Protein is definitely an essential macronutrient. We need it to build muscles, and it is part of what we need to sustain life. What they don't tell us is that protein is in all plants. When I was taking my Cornell T. Colin Campbell Nutritional Studies plant certificate, I was astonished to find out how much protein is in a head of lettuce. You know, Dr. Furman tells us be sure and eat a head of romaine lettuce every day because the lettuce contains fat, it contains macronutrients, it has carbohydrates, it has a well-rounded Mother Nature perfectly ratio of fats, carbohydrates, and protein. And combined together with the fiber, our body has a clean protein. So every plant from a head of iceberg lettuce to peanuts, walnuts, cashews, legumes are the big winner. That's a really clean protein. They're a resistant starch. The fiber in the beans is...
Whoa, you're throwing a lot of stuff in here. So what is a legume?
Legume is your beans and your peas and... So pinto beans, black beans, garbanzo beans, peas, you know, little green peas, those are a legume.
Okay.
Lentils, all of those have a high percentage of protein, and they also are high in fiber, and they're also a good starch. They're not the highest in starch, as say, for example, a sweet potato, but they do contain a small percentage of carbohydrates.
Not to mention, they are delicious.
They're my favorite.
If you prepare them the right way, they're delicious. Whereas, I mean, yeah, you can try and sell me on the idea that iceberg lettuce is a good clean profile for fats, carbs, and protein, but you will never get me to eat as much.
Oh no!
You'd have to lettuce eat, as I would.
You'd have to eat truckloads.
Yeah. So I mean, as we do need to like. Rein it in a little
Absolutely.
Bit sometimes. So, yeah.
So the point is that all plants have protein. So when somebody says, where do you get your protein? You can say from plants. And those are everything from lettuce to nuts, legumes, starches and potatoes, fruit, even strawberries, apples, grapes.
Sure.
They have fruit in them as well.
Sure. So, and then of course, don't forget in your back pocket, you need to ask, retort back. Where do you get your fiber? And and if you are about to ask this question, where do you get your protein, to someone who is trying to transition to a vegan diet, please take a moment and ask yourself first, hey, where am I getting my fiber?
Right.
Because I'm probably not getting enough fiber. I mean, the trends are clearly we choose products to eat that are not high in fiber. Because they taste better, because they're loaded up with fats and salts. So, like, you know, the classic comparison would be something, you know, like, in this case, the steak versus the bean burrito.
Right. Getting a little bit off topic with the protein, but on topic with the fiber, is most people who are eating the standard American diet that has a high percentage of protein from animal products, they find that they also have a constipation issue. So they're actually
The truth is out there.
Somebody, so you're buying Metamucil, Ex-Lax, Citrical. So that's, you know, keeping the pharmaceutical industry pumped up too with a good revenue stream so that you can do your business. Well, if you're eating a plant-based diet that has protein, you are not going to have to, you know, spend your dollars, your hard-earned dollars, on those laxatives.
You're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. Today, we are speaking with the brave and out there Nancy Matthews on the topic of fiber and protein and a plant-based diet. Nancy's the founder of the local group Plant-Based Chico. And we've been talking about protein and vegan diets and the parallel industry that exists to complement the low fiber diets that we all that is the sort of the standard in the United States, and that's what you find over in the over the counter medicine aisle that's full of laxatives and other types of artificial and commercially produced plant fiber. I mean, Metamucil is a plant fiber. It's from psyllium.
Right.
So
right. Exactly. So, you know, rather than take two scoops of that, it's better to eat an apple, have a salad, have a whole grain, have a potato, eat your sweet potato. Sweet potato has fantastic fiber and a great complex carbohydrate, and it's got protein in it. You're not going to be protein deficient by living on a starch-based diet.
Sounds good. So, yeah, I was doing some research because I was interested. This was like your first response to me when I proposed this topic of plant-based proteins and where do vegans get their protein. And we were talking about how and why is it that we do see protein emphasized in the marketplace. And so I was doing some research, and I found an article in the Washington Post from 2014 where a writer named Jennifer Ann Van Allen had the same question. And she checked in with some marketing companies and read some reports, and it turns out that it's this complex interaction between what the consumer demands and what these companies want to sell to us. So, yeah, they make these high-protein things, but it's also because we as consumers are looking for that protein number and choosing these high-protein granola bars or high-protein boosted milks, even plant milks for that matter.
Yeah, they do enrich them as well.
And so she was wondering if, you know, if this is just another fad, and how that works. And what I thought was interesting, she had a couple of comments, and the bottom line is that when we're looking at ways to eat more healthy, we don't want to hear that we need to reduce something. We don't want to hear that we should eat less fat or less sugar. And so when we start hearing the message that we should eat more protein, that's something that, like, oh, we can do that. We can do that really easily. And I think that's part of what underlies this focus on protein. It's something that isn't deprivation-minded.
Right. As soon as, I mean, I know me, I'm human. As soon as you tell me I can't have something, that's the first thing I want to go get. I want to have it. Don't tell me what I can't have. So, but if you tell me I can have protein, that is, it's a human nature situation. And unfortunately, when recommending too much protein, it puts too much strain on our kidneys. That's something that you don't see in the advertising from, you know, get protein, protein, protein. They're also not saying you'll also make an appointment to see your doctor because you're going to need to have, you know, follow-up checkups because your kidneys are going to be too strained.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing that goes on is that we don't actually know how much protein we're eating. And so we think we're not eating enough. And so, oh boy, we better make sure that we get that number covered. So let's go ahead and pop that, you know, that protein powder and add it to our smoothie. And so another recommendation, whether you're vegan or not, I'm looking out for your health. is go ahead and like track your food intake for a couple of days on one of the free websites like MyFitnessPal or
Chronometer has a great app.
Chronometer, and there's like apps and things like that that you can sign up for and get a good idea of the numbers of what you're eating. And by the way, pick a monitor that tells you how much fiber you're getting. And get a look at the fiber number that you're consuming and try to up that up. And so what's a good way to up that up? Because Dr. Greger had this guideline to not ramp it up too fast. So what are the consequences of all of a sudden eating that truckload of lettuce?
Right. So I've had, since I've been doing this and started coaching, I've had people call me and text me and message me and say, Nancy, I am tired of looking at the walls of my bathroom. What is going on? I'm just, you know, my body's working. So when you up your fiber, you can actually experience some bloating, some cramping. So when you're eating a standard American diet, your intestinal tract, your colon has been working to move the animal fat and proteins through your GI tract, and then along comes a potato or rice or a whole grain that is high in fiber, then you can start having some GI issues. So the recommendations that I recommend to everybody is to start slow. Just, you know, increase your fiber slowly and see how you do with it. And
Define slowly.
I would say, you know, if you're going to switch from, like I did, I went from a standard American diet one day to a plant-based diet the next day and not having a clue what to do. I just started eating starches and plants, and I didn't have a problem personally with it. But just increase two servings. You know, have two extra servings a day of rice and add a couple potatoes and some salad. And then the next day, if you're doing okay, add more. Crowd out the standard American diet. Increase your high fiber, high starch, plant foods, and your body heals. And as it's healing and adapting to the higher starch load, your GI tract will thank you and not be rumbly.
Oh, good. Good. So some folks transition just fine, but others might need a little more, a slower on-ramp to that kind of...
And all of that's based on what you eat in a day and how you've eaten over the last, you know, for your lifetime. It's all based on a healing process, and that's the beauty of a clean protein from plants is it promotes healing. And one thing that I want to mention, Jeannie, is the recommendation on protein. Going back to what we were saying was like, personal trainers, that the one thing that really kind of gets in my craw is the personal trainers that just pump protein when they don't have really, some do, might have a nutritional background. The human body, they say right now needs 0.8 grams per kilogram per body weight. Okay. So a 150-pound person would technically really need plus or minus 54 grams per day. And if you follow a whole food plant-based lifestyle that includes veggies and fruits and whole grains and starches and legumes, of course, you're easily going to get in those 54 grams for if you're a 150-pound person. So based on your body size, you're going to easily not be protein deficient. It's impossible to be protein deficient if you just eat all of those types of food. And the really nice thing about it too is you're not putting in any saturated fat. Your body isn't having to compete with that saturated fat.
We'll have you back to talk about
saturated
fats saturated fats in particular, because those are bugaboos, and they're not just in the animal products.
Plant, and then there's plant fats that are good. We have, you know, we can't demonize all fats, because there's really good monosaturated fats too, like avocados. Oh, I love them.
Awesome. Okay. So what do we have next, Nancy?
We have, now it's time for our Chico Animal Rights calendar of events. So get ready to mark your calendars.
Thanks a lot. Okay. So we have some great events. I'm not going to go through all of them, but they all are posted to the Non-Human Radio events page. So even if Non-Human Radio isn't sponsoring it, we're sharing it and letting you folks know about it. The Chico Foodie Tip of the Week, Winchester Goose Vegan Special. Kudos to Winchester Goose for not being afraid of the word vegan.
Thank you, Winchester.
Wednesday is Vegan Taco Night over there. That's tonight. They're having the Serrano soy and veggie-filled soft tacos on corn tortillas with creamy avocado sauce, roasted local tomatoes, and fresh cilantro. served with a side of mixed greens, pickled onions, carrots, and Grub Farm jalapenos.
And Jeannie, I bet there's at least 25 grams of protein in this meal.
There you go. So, and other heads up, coming up this Saturday, August 26th, the Cream Ice Cream Store is finally opening over there at 2471 Cohasset Road. From 12 to 8 p.m., they have their ice cream sandwich giveaway. Cream Ice Cream Shop is the only place in town that has not only vegan ice cream, two flavors, soy mint, chocolate chip, and soy blueberry, and three vegan cookies that you can put that ice cream between. So bring a friend, because I'm sure there's going to be a line. Saturday, August 26th is the Chico Vegan Potluck, so this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Chico Library over at 1108 Sherman Avenue, and the theme this month will be Use Your Cookbooks. So check your shelves or the internet for a cookbook that you haven't used in a while or that you want to use, and find something and cook from a book. And if you're not the kind of cooks from a book, I'm not going to tell. You can just wing it, because you guys are too good anyway to use a cookbook. You can find potluck details and the schedule for the whole year at chicovegan.com. And as always, our wonderful Nancy Norby Matthews will be there coordinating a table full of plant-based Chico whole food, no salt, no oil, no sugar, but absolutely delicious, good eats.
Excellent eats.
Sky Creek Dharma Center is offering an introduction to meditation class that will be taught by Sherry Morgado, who is the founder of the Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals. And so I encourage you all to look into that. That's Sunday, August 27th from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sky Creek Dharma Center. And I think we're just about ready to wrap it up. I just want to give a shout out to Chico Comic Con. If you folks are geeky nerds and into all things comics, Megabyte Bakery, that has been setting up there for the last 3 years, is a vegan bakery, and they will have vegan cupcakes and other good things. Their motto is Geek Chic and All Things Sweet, and that's at the Chico Comic-Con Silver Dollar Fairground. And so our plant, that's it. That's all I have for the calendar. And up next is our plant-based quote of the week. Take it away, Nancy.
Our plant-based quote of the week is from Dr. Michael Greger's book, How Not to Die. The top reason doctors give for not counseling patients with high cholesterol to eat healthier is that they think patients may fear deprivation related to dietary advice. So in other words, doctors perceive that patients would feel deprived of all the junk they're eating. Can you imagine a doctor saying, yeah, I'd like to tell my patients to stop smoking, but I know how much they love it. Non-human radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Many thanks to Sue Hildebrand for her engineering assistance and moral support. Stay tuned for Sue's show, The Real Issue, coming up next.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff.
Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist rocker Rise Against. If you missed any portion of this show or you want to listen again, go to the archives at kzfr.org. This is Nancy Norby Matthews and Jeannie Trezino signing off. Until next week, be different, be kind, be better,
and go vegan.